Hallelujah. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the presence of Yahweh and sing, dance in that glorious name. Hallelujah. For I'm not ashamed of this divine truth of Yahshua the Messiah. Reveal unto me the essence of his Father. And I rejoice in that. And I'm very grateful and very thankful unto him. I am. And for the profound truth that he's revealing in this last day, in the last hour that we're in. The hearts of men today, they are very deceitful, very corrupt and wicked. They're doing their own will. They're not concerned as to what the Father says. He tells you no, and you find a way to do your own thing. But it's simply your own will. It's not the instruction of the Father. And you're going to die in your sins. It makes no difference who you are. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man. But there's one thing that Yahweh does. He weigheth the spirit. He pondereth and makes sure there's a proper balance there. It is the flesh that lusteth against the spirit. And the scriptures say that the spirit is against the flesh. That's what it says. And these are contrary one unto another. So it is the flesh that is trying to draw the will of the spirit into a place whereby it can manipulate it. And Satan is doing a masterful job today. For this is a carnal generation. It loves natural things, is given under the yoke of flesh. And everything is generated by flesh. It doesn't walk in the spiritual law of the Father. You must understand that when a man walks in the power of that spiritual law, he does just what the scripture says. To love Almighty Yahweh with all of his heart, soul, mind, and all of his strength. And then you love your neighbor as you love yourself. And upon these hangs all the law of the prophets and whatever thing has been said upon that and those two commandments. But he admonished us first to love him first and above all things. And we love this present evil world. That is why Demas forsook Paul. For you love this present evil world. The scripture says that it is an adulterous and a sinful generation. Very vile. Men, the hearts are given to covetousness and lasciviousness, unbridled lusts. There's no control, no dimension to their loss and what they will do. I want to tell every last one of you sitting here today, you get caught out of the house, you're going to die in your sins. And in hell, you're going to lift up your eyes. They have lost the fear of Yahweh before their eyes. There was a time that they feared him. And that is his name, Yahweh. It is not the title Lord. Nor is it God. It is Yahweh. And his son said, I came in my Father's name. And it is Yahshua the Messiah. And that I will not backtrack for any of you. You will go to hell, not even in a handbasket. You will die in your corruptions. His name is Yahweh. And the son's name is Yahshua. That is his name. It is not Lord. I was reading about the Lords of the British House this morning. Do you not know they spell it the same way that Lord is in the Bible? His name is Yahweh. Yahshua is the Messiah, the hope. What a corrupt generation. Do not like the beauty and the glory of that precious name. I would not want a father. Isn't it good that you know your father today? You know your daddy, don't you? His name is Alan Simmons. It's not David. It's not Buddha. But it's Alan. So is my father. His name is Yahweh. Not Lord or God. It is Yahweh. It is amazing the hearts of the people today. I talk with Pastor Graham as he called me. He tends to call me often. The strength of my heart, a young man. I bless you always for that. I just say, Pastor Roberts, press on. For there's a great onslaught of the forces of hell to fight against this divine truth. I do understand that, Pastor. I bless you for that. And we must press on in the faith, Pastor Roberts. I bless him for that. I receive those words of strength. But he asked me, he said, Pastor Roberts, I've heard you preach. 5 years ago, before I ever met the man, he met someone that had a tape of mine. And he said, in the midst of that service, you reproved and you rebuke. And he said, I want to meet this brother. And then the brother said, well, he associates with Prophet Stair. And so he said, well, I'll leave that alone. He asked me a question. He said, how do they turn their hearts? And how do they go back after hearing that kind of preaching? Do they give themselves over unto the elements of this world and the powers of darkness? It is one thing that Yahweh has done, even on this path that I've brought you, and the things that he has revealed in the teachings and preaching. No, you did not reveal anything to me concerning the Shabbat. Yahweh began to deal with my heart. I knew I could talk to my wife, but I couldn't talk to you all because you weren't ready for it. No, you were not. And Yahweh began to deal with my heart, and I began to do a very intense study on the Shabbat. And I saw from Genesis to Revelation, it was so. He has never changed, nor has his word changed. And I have spoken the truth, even in that, that I even opened the door for Prophet Stair. He didn't preach on the Sabbath when he came. He simply said he's going to keep the Shabbat. And you received that spirit of truth concerning Yahweh's words. Yes, you did. There were those that left. Well, you don't have to keep that one. Is that so? Then what about the other ones? If that fourth one is not as important as the other ones, then you can commit adultery. You can fornicate. You can be a covetous man. Don't sit here bewildered. Your mind just don't, you don't understand what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. I'm dealing with truth. And I have spoken truth. And even the truth of his name, I still speak that. I still speak that. And his name is the truth. And that is his name. Yahweh. Yahshua came in the power and the strength and the anointing of his Father's name to reveal that name unto us. That men would not even pronounce or say like some of you in here. You'd rather say Lord or God. No. He is Yahweh. He is worthy of that accolade, that worship. That is his name. You can harden your hearts. It doesn't make any difference at all. You don't have to respond. It is still Yahweh. That's right, Mother. It is still Yahweh. As you said, we will hear the matter. We will see what Pastor Robert's got to say. And I tell you the truth. In Yahshua the Messiah, and I lie not. That is what I tell you to make you free. From what? Well, from the traditions of men. From the winds of doctrines that bind you and cause you to be brought under your emotions. I don't speak anything today or say anything to give you some sensitive feeling. You feel something in your flesh. I preach it to cut your flesh, to destroy the power of it, the will of it, that you out of a pure mouth will call upon the name of our Savior. and do it sincerely from your heart. And it will be a well done in a man's soul, and he will call upon him in the simplicity of his divine truth and will not reject his truth. And so I preach in that authority and that power and in the strength of that name. And I won't reject it for any man. I won't turn back. As the old saints would say, I won't turn back. I won't turn back. And how can we walk together unless we've been in agreement? And if you're not in agreement with me, I would say to every last one of you, I would flee. Whomever you're free for your soul, I'll be here when he comes. I will be here waiting when he comes. So I would flee to save myself from a man of such corruptness and vileness and wickedness. I would run from that. Certainly I would. There's something how that name disturbed folks today. No, don't come to me, brothers. Yahweh began to deal with my hearts. They began to reveal that, oh, I have heard many preach in that name. But they even don't, many of them don't have good understanding. No more than you had understanding in the name of Jesus. And so you have looked for things against that people because they use that name to incriminate them and to condemn them and say, well, look at them. Tell me, in the name of Jesus, what things have you done? You have lied. You have sinned. You are a pervert, what you are. And I say that, I don't care who you are. Start with Sister Roberts. It makes no difference. Deacon Benny, Elder Martin, it makes no difference. Mother Miller, Sister Dot, it makes no difference at all. Elder Holm, it makes no difference. You are a pervert. Because you can't even see your sins and your corruptions and the vile things that you have done all in the name of Jesus. And there has not been a true repentance or a change of mind. And you look to condemn a brother or a sister. Something is drastically wrong in your inward parts. You don't have the spirit of Yahshua, nor has the Father delivered you from your own corruption. And so you're still walking in the stench of your wickedness and your sins. As the old preacher would say, I'm going to preach, all right. And I'm not going to tell a little mock time story either. I'm going to preach. For it's by that power you're saved. You're not saved by your intellectual power and all your studying. You study to understand what the preacher is saying. Faith come by preaching. You must hear the word of faith. It must be spoken profoundly. And you will know it is spoken because it began to deal with your sins and your corruption. You are very vile when you began to look at the other one and trying to find their sins. You don't have to look beyond yourself. I don't have to look beyond myself when I need to find a scripture that corrects me. And everything that Yahweh shows me corrects me. And because he can correct me, and he can get the beam out of my eye, then I can show you clearly how to get that sin out of you. You're so consumed with the world. You're so vile. The world has taken your mind. That's what you're controlled by. The spirit of this age. Well, what about you, preacher? Well, if you have the Holy Ghost, and if I have a false spirit, you are a fool for sitting in here, realizing that I'm a false man. Then I would flee. Why do you have to say that? Because of even your judgments, and even of your ideas and your opinions. Yes, it must be said that way. And to say that it's not so, it is so. Are you fearful, preacher? No, I'm simply fearful for your soul. I'm not fearful concerning the other things. It is your soul. Because he tells me to warn you. And to warn you against impending destructions that are coming. And you have gone in your own pursuit. In the midst of your heated anger, your sin, your corrupt conversations that have actually corrupted your mind. For the simplicity of Yahweh's truth cannot even penetrate your vile, wicked heart. And so he says, speak the truth. And I do speak it in Yahshua Messiah. And I don't lie. Glory, glory to the Father. I want to read this before I began because there is something important from the book, the scripture, that I'm going to take my time, Yahweh's will, and speak it by faith. Do you understand everything in that, Pastor Roberts? Certainly not. But I know the one that wrote this. That's the most important thing. Do you understand everything about this natural life? Do you understand everything about natural things? Can you tell me where the wind is coming from? I believe that he always sends the wind. Can you tell me why the wind is blowing? Which direction is it coming from? From the east, west, north? Do you know which direction? Can you tell me about the complication of this magnificent body that he has made? The life is in the blood, but what is in the blood? It is the oxygen in the blood that produces life. The blood is what carries the oxygen. Without oxygen in the blood, you're a dead man. Can you tell me and explain to me, man, and all this brilliant knowledge, can he tell you about the very composition of this body? There's more information in a man's DNA, just one little DNA. Trillions of bits of information. Do you understand that? No. But he made us. And he understands that. And he knows that the mind of man can never grasp the highness of whom he is. So he has to get in us and bring us up to that place that we truly can know him. And so he says the word of truth. Someone must speak the truth in this hour. Has to be someone that declares the truth. For if it isn't, then we all are lost on our way to hell. Who do you trust? Who speak the words of life? Who has words that will give us strength to oppose the opposition of darkness? Someone must possess that. I don't believe that. Then you can't believe Peter. You can't believe Paul. You can't believe the accounts of Moses, of Jephthah, of Gideon. You can't believe the account of Samson, Barak. You can't believe those accounts, for they were men. You can't believe the account of Ruth and Deborah. You can't. Of Miriam, as she took the timbrum and danced before Yahweh, you can't believe those accounts as well, for they're all deceitful and full of lies. I want to read from Scripture, 1 John the Epistle, 2nd chapter, verse 19. I want to establish this to build upon this foundation of truth. John says, 1 John, the first epistle of John, that he spoke about the great fellowship that he had. And he spoke unto the saints of his great fellowship. He says, in verse 3 of chapter 1, he says this verse. He said, that which we have seen and heard, we declare this unto you, friends, saints, you that are scattered abroad throughout Pontus, Galatia, wherever you are, those whereby this letter will reach. He said, we declare or we make it known. You can say declaring mean whatever you want to, but that's what it is. It is a vocal sound that is spoken with a thundering voice. That is what it is. He said, ye have heard declared. In order for someone to hear something declared, it must be spoken. You can hear nothing declared unless it is spoken. That which we have seen and heard, he said, we declare unto you. We've seen the power of Messiah, and we have heard of the great mighty works that was done in him. We declare them unto you. And I declare unto you his works in his name, by the power of his Father that he came in his name. And I declare that. So you're dogmatic, preacher. No, I'm just preaching us the truth. To get us from under the bondages of our shackles and our religious traditions and our winds of doctrines and our floods. The scripture says that the flood of wicked men, David said, keep me from the floods of wicked and evil men. Keep me from that, Father. And this is a generation without the floods of wicked men. Their aspirations are so vile. They're not being led by the Spirit. This is a very vile generation, one that is corrupt. And the floods of wicked, evil men are upon the face of the earth. You see them in every religious circle. Pastor Bush telling me, he said, Pastor Roberts, I have a brother that is 39 years old. He said that the man is a multi-millionaire. I'm telling you, Pastor, he is a millionaire. He is a bishop over an apostolic group. He said the man is very, very wealthy. He will not receive any word of instruction. He will not accept anything I say. He said he's a very obese man, and that is what is taking place with this nation and us. You are obese with fleshly cravings and fleshly desires. And that's nothing to do with the spiritual desire. He says a very obese man, but he's a very wealthy, rich man. Do you not understand that if this man of Yahweh wanted to follow or pursue that in the earlier days, I could have gone that way. I could have been a very wealthy man. But that wasn't the heart that Yahweh gave unto me. It was to walk in His divine truth and to preach it and to speak it. If no one stands with me, the first words He spoke to me, son, you don't be discouraged. Let them say or do, you just do not be discouraged. And I'm not discouraged with whatever what you do. You were weeping yesterday because that is my strength to my heart. That weeping strengthens me because I weep before Him. That gives me more strength than words. You can't even speak words to give me more strength than weeping. I love to weep before His presence and cry before Him. It's a cleanser. It's a purger for me. And I like doing that. I understand the strength of a strong man because there are attributes. And there's a certain discernment from the man, and he carry himself. I say to the young men when I go over to the gym with him, I said to young brother Josh, I said to him the other day, how many of those that you do? He said, I do that many. I said, no, I'll do twice as many. But he kind of looked at me like, what's wrong with you, preacher? I do understand his power and his strength better than he does. I really do. I say, Josh, I can look at your physical stature. I know what you can do, son. And he said, but you can be beyond that doubt whereby you don't think you can do it. If you just do what I tell you, or excel to do what I told you, you will find that it was a very easy task. It wasn't that difficult. Much easier than you had suspected. You can do it with ease. I said to him, if I did that, I would do it that many times. If I got to that amount, I'll do it that many times. Why? Because if he has his mind set to do something a certain way, he will never get beyond that. He will constantly stay in that rut. And his mindset will not allow him to get beyond that. And what Yahweh has done, even in the revealing of his name, he has shook you all from your foundations to show you that even many things you've been building upon and things that we thought were just so pure, they were not, because you had confidence in you instead of him. Yeah, your way seems so right. I'm a good worker. I take care of this. I do this. No, we don't boast in those things. If we have any boasting, we boast in Him and nothing else. And when a man speaks of Him, he wants all glory to be on Him. And so that's why we say just that. You're right, sister. Hallelujah. That's why we bless Him that way. He said, that which was seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. I believe that that is very simple. The expression of that even a natural man could understand that in some degree. He said, and truly now, he said, honestly, truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Yahshua, Messiah. He did not just say it's with Yahshua, but he said, our fellowship is truly with. You cannot deny the Father if you have the Son. There is no way. And He is not God, G-O-D, He is Yahweh. And He loves to hear His name too. Sure He does. Not Lord, but Yahweh. I've seen what is done in my soul, my spirit. As Brother Wendell said to me, he has brought him unto a revelation knowledge as never before. And so it took Yahweh to open that door of the simplicity of his name, even to bring him to that, and you as well. I've heard Sister Karen say, to me it has done something in the inward parts of my soul, Pastor. I believe that. I heard Pastor Graham say, Pastor Roberts, there has been a revelatory type of revelation that I've never had before. I believe that. Certainly. And so here Yahweh used this man to speak to you. Well, we resisted that. That profound truth, and it is a truth. Sure it is. You're not going to know the witnesses of Yahweh when they come, saints. We're very sad. This is a sad generation. It's a very fleshly generation. It's so carnal. I can see why that he only saved 8 people and destroyed. He brought the flood upon all of them and destroyed the whole world. That's what Scripture says. Only 8 people he saved. Only 8. They lived a long time, and men had begun to fall into their own ruts, doing their own thing, speaking their own truths and philosophies. And that's not what the Father wants. That's only one language we speak, and that's one that is divine, by the Spirit. No other language. You can talk the language in Japan, in China, Australia. It's still the same. John said, I want you to know that truly our fellowship is with. He says it this way. And truly, our fellowship, the saints, our fellowship is with the Father, Yahweh. And with, he identifies his Son, Yahshua, Messiah. And then he said, all these things write we to you, that your joy may be full. So he brings this revelation in this hour, that you may get the fullness of joy, and that your joy may be full. Don't tell me our joy is full. For the joy is full that it springs forth on those that are around you, that your joy may be full. To know this simple truth, and to understand this, he said, we want your joy full, brothers and sisters. That is what Yahweh wants, your joy to be full. And when you think on his glorious name and his great feats, it will cause your joy to be full despite what the world is doing in this hour, in its gluttonous spirit. I read an article yesterday that 63% of this nation's populace, they are overweight. And 30%, 33% is literally obese. Now that transcends to the spiritual realm. For we have heaped upon ourselves every kind of burden. We try to carry this trash into the kingdom. And we find ourselves fat. We can't walk. We can't get from under the yoke of those things. You can't breathe. There's no power of life in us. And so we sense when Yahweh speaks to us, it is some kind of a burden. And it's not a burden. It is to give you liberty and to make you free. You can walk in Him. That you can walk in Him and speak in Him and move in Him and have your being in Him. That's what He wants. Glory. Glory. He says in chapter 2, the 19th verse, he talked about those that were a part of the labor and the work and what they had done. I see this in this hour. Their minds and their spirits, they were never a part of what Yahweh was doing. How do you know? Yahshua gave them an alternative. He had fed them with loaves and fish. They had saw profound miracles transpire. Sick raised, the dead, leprosy cleansed, that seen the mighty hand of Almighty Yahweh in that evident in the body of Yahshua Messiah. And Yahshua, as they began to follow him, the apostles, and the throng of about 5,000, he turned and he said to them, he says, now first of all, if you're going to follow me, You must do one thing. You must, first of all, eat my flesh. And that's what he's telling men today. Then he said, you must drink my blood. And he began to stroll, and he sensed this murmuring in their spirits. He sensed this doubting in their hearts. And he sensed the coldness from them. There's one thing about a spiritual man. He discerns things. He's strong enough to discern. So Joshua began to sense those things and those attributes in them. And as he pondered what he said, he turned. Because I believe it was a loud voice that this is a hard thing. They said, this is a hard thing. Who can do this? That's hard. How can we do that? We're not going to do that. And so it is in this hour. We said, that's a hard thing. We said, Jesus is all our lives. We're not going to change. Yeah, I'm changing. When? Today. We've got it this way. He says, I know you have. You've been religious. And you followed me for the fish and the loaves. But he said, you must eat my flesh and you must drink my blood. And they said, it's a hard thing. And the scripture said, they turn and walk no more with him. Now they turn and walk no more with him. And he turned to the 12 and he said, will ye leave me also? And they said, where do we go? Who is that to go to? For thou hast the words of life. What you speak to us bring life. It energizes us. It brings us before your presence. They said, no place to go. No place. And so all those went out from him because they were not of him. John says, in the second chapter, 1 John, verse 19. Let me begin in verse 18. I want to read four verses and I want to go to 1 Peter. He said, little children, it is the last time. We're in a time, in an age, whereby there are not very many that are saved today. They profess to know him, but in the power of holy works they deny him. For the works are nothing but fleshly works. They're purely fleshly works. They're not spiritual works. For when a man labors in the spirit, if a man walks in the spirit, he will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And most of our time is spent on generating things to bring some comfort to our flesh. Whether it's rebelliousness or lasciviousness, uncleanliness, that is where the time is spent. Why are you preaching like that? Paul, for 3.5 years, he cried and he warned the saints of Ephesus day and night without ceasing. He cried because he saw what was in their hearts. He knew what they were going to do, and they were not willing to receive the man of Yahweh and the things that he said. But he said, after my departing, I'm telling you, grievous woe shall come in, and they shall scatter the flock. And he said, from the midst of you there shall arise. They're going to come out of this assembly. They're going to come from among you, brethren and sisters. Their mouths and their tongues are poisonous as a poison asp. And they're going to speak against the things I've told you. They're going to go against those things. And they're going to try to convince you that I've been wrong. But he said, you must know one thing. Know of whom these things that you have learned them of. Know, you have seen my labor for 3.5 years. What I have done. Don't forget that. Don't take that for naught. I didn't cover your gold or your silver, your clothes, your money. You've never had an apostle's day, an apostle's appreciation, an apostle's birthday, an apostle's Christmas. He said, you've never had those things for me. He said, I labored with my own hand. I got out, I worked, I was not chargeable to any of you brethren. That you may say that I am the one that took care of you. He said, I was not. I showed you I could labor like you. And I did it just like you to show you that I was not above you. That's what Paul did. He said, but that is what's going to happen. They're going to come in. And this is what he said. They shall not spare the flock. And that spirit today is not going to spare you. And all of your religious pomp and circumstance, it is not going to spare you. And all of your religious gala and your dress, it is not going to spare you. And we are living in a very dangerous time. The minds are not on Yahshua. And the times are so dangerous and so perilous that these are times whereby the savage beast spirit of man has rose up in him. And it has even overpowered the spirit of Yahshua, because he is not even compelling you or forcing you to do nothing. You're not forced to come to pray. You're not forced to sing out to him. He doesn't force you to do nothing. Reprove me, Father. It's good to have a father when you were growing up that would take the paddle every now and then and paddle your buttocks. Good to have that. Tan you on your hips to keep you walking in the right way. That you don't steer out of a path that is not detrimental to yourself and to your soul. And so that's what he does. He brings us to spank our buttocks, to chasten us, to scourge us, that we will not venture out of the way. And many are venturing out of the way. They're venturing down the path of doubts and unbelief and rebelliousness and respect the person and arrogance, and they're haughty, bewitched, that they can't even obey the truth. Those are the paths that they're venturing down, and they don't even know it. Why? Because he has warned you, and you will not hearken to his warning. He cried out unto you, you will not hear his warning. And so he said the destruction is going to come like a whirlwind upon you. And he said, you're going to try to cry out to me in that hour, but you will not be able to get me. He said, when your calamity come upon you and devastation overcharge your heart, he said, I will mock you, for you were not of my reproof. You wouldn't hear what the man of Yahweh said. You would not even take back into thought, as you have watched him and seen his life and knowing the pattern of his life. You wouldn't take that into consideration. He said, I'm going to mock you. I'm going to laugh at you. He said, you're going to be destroyed in your own sins. We can take that as some little fairy tale or some little story all we want to, but that is the literal truth. And it makes no exception to the rule. It starts here with David Roberts and it reaches back there to Del Rainey. It makes no difference at all. Not because they're old or young, it makes none at all. The requirements are the same. To love him above all and to love our neighbors as ourselves. He hasn't changed anything. For one man, for one ethnicity or one race of people, it is the same. And there's going to be a consistent voice, and they will call upon his glorious, mighty, and beautiful name. And I don't care whether it's in Japan or China, it will be your way. I don't care whether it's in Botswana or Swahili, it will be your way. We'll call upon him with one consistent voice. Sure they will. He said, we know that we are the last time. And he said, ye have heard that anti-Messiah shall come. He said, the spirit against your way, against the very testimony of Yahshua the Lamb. Well, we don't think that we operate in that spirit, but we allow every kind of vile thing into our hearts and our minds to prevent us from the cross or the mercy seat of the Father. That testimony, the blood of Yahshua, which cleanse and purge and wash us from all of our sins. We don't believe the power of the Holy Ghost to judge us. The Holy Ghost just doesn't judge you at night. It judges you all day long and brings judgment all the day. It doesn't judge you when you come to prayer here and you're talking about, forgive me of my sins. It quickens you at that moment and show you how vile and unclean you are. He's anti-Messiah your spirit today. He said, even now are there many anti-Messiahs whereby we know that this is the last time. I do not believe John was writing unto a secular group of men. I believe he was writing unto those that knew the Father. And they had known the scriptures. They had known them. And they were waiting for the fulfillment of those things that Isaiah talked about. And Moses and David talked about this Messiah. And yet Yahshua came and they didn't know the power of this Messiah because they were expecting it in a certain way. That's what they were. And then these men, when they began to go forth, they began to preach in the power and the name of Messiah. And they also directed men unto the Father. For Yahweh looked for such, when Yahshua met the woman at the well, she talked about her fathers and what they had done. At the well of life, he said, if thou knew who thou speakest to, and know who you're talking to, I will give you the living water. For you will drink from this water and die. But if you drink from this well, you shall never die. She said, you have nothing to draw with. You have no power. She said, our fathers, you know, they worship in Jerusalem. And they had their altars everywhere. You said that they should worship. He said, no, he said, the time has come. The time is come that we should not worship in Jerusalem, in the mountains, but those that worship Yahweh, he said. He came to bring worship unto the Father, saints. I don't care what this corrupt world says. He said, those that worship Yahweh will worship him in spirit and in truth. And he said this, listen, woman, for the Father seeketh such. He said, those are the kind that Yahweh seeketh. And when he told her that, told her that husband she had wasn't hers, she ran to the city and told all. And they came to hear him. Now they believed her. But when they heard him, they believed the more. They didn't believe because of her. They believed because of what he said. He came to turn men back to the Father. Men had turned their hearts away from the Father. And that's what he's trying to get us back to the Father. Get us back to the Father. He said, come to the Father. Oh, I know he allowed men to worship him. There were those, the scripture talks about account, that they bowed down to worship him. But the worship was unto the Father. The Father seeks us to worship him in spirit and in truth. For Yahweh, he said, is a spirit. And those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. That's why he seeks those to have the spirit of life in them. You got the spirit of your nationality. You got the spirit of your tradition and the winds of doctrines. And so even the things that he has taught over the years, what he is going to do is make himself sure in the hearts of his people. And we've got to be sure that he is alive and real in us. And one of the first signs, there's going to be fullness of joy. When you hear his name, there will be fullness of joy. You'll know you're not full because when you hear his name, there's no fullness of joy. Glory to Yahweh. Hallelujah. 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 That's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. I'm a preacher. I'm going to die that way too. Yeah, I bless you your way for all things. He said, I want to tell you something. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt, no question about it, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. Yahweh drove them out. And that's what he's doing today. He said, because it will be manifest that they are not of us. They are not of the true divine light. They are not of the true spirit. They are not of Yahweh's spirit. They are of their own spirit, their own tradition, their own self-seeking. That's what they are. He said, that's why they went out. And that's why men today, they're going out. Some of y'all started with it, now you're going away from it, but that's all right. It doesn't make any difference. And so they're going out, their minds are being taken by their rebelliousness and their own sin because they're fighting against Yahweh and they're trying to kick against the prick. And you're not going to be found kicking against the prick. Well, are you talking to me? Yes, I'm talking to you. I said to my wife yesterday, I said this morning, who was I talking to in the dining hall? She looked at me a little befuddled. She said, I thought. You're talking to all of us. Well, one brother came to me and said, I know what you said was for my wife and me. Well, yes, I'm talking to his wife and him too. I don't hold back no punches. What's wrong with that? To show them their sins. I said, yeah, I talked to you, but I asked my wife, who was I talking to? She said, I thought you told me, to all of us. Weren't you? See, now, you feel that way because actually, Yahweh needs to talk to you and show you your sins. And so that's why he speaks to you. That's what? Does everybody know you were talking with my wife? Didn't know that. And that's the people today. That's the way they are, the minds. They want, well, preachers say things to me that I lack and it makes me feel good. You are a fool. I won't say anything to make you feel good. I say things to glorify him. And to make him known, make him manifest in the midst. I won't say nothing to make you feel good in your flesh. Because I know your flesh is enmity against him. That's why you rise up in your flesh and you need to crucify it. You need to crucify it. You haven't crucified it. That's why you rise up the way you do. Because you haven't crucified your flesh. I'm a spiritual man. I can discern. I can tell your conversation this one. I can tell because the expression is all the same. You respond the same. I know who they're talking to, who's been saying. Well, I know that. I'm not a stupid man. But it's to your own destruction. That's why you're becoming more ungodliness. Your face, your expression doesn't produce the righteousness or the glory of the wisdom of Yahweh. So that's all it produces, an unrighteous manner and a wicked way. It doesn't fear me. Not one bit. For it is your soul. And it's one thing when I stand before the Father, He will say, you're faithful. You warned them. Above all things, you warned them. You warned them. And that I do, I warn you. And so when He always speaks to me, I'm very grateful that He considers me. As though Hank would say, they better take it personally. And he didn't take it personally, did he? Huh? You don't take these things personally, do you? Self-righteous generation. We always think it's for someone else. You know, this young lad was working with the brothers the other day. And they were shucking corn. And he watched how the other young lads, their time spent in folly and frivolity. He's only 17 years old. And as he whispered under his voice, his daddy heard him. He said, you know, they need to learn the spirit and have the spirit of a servant. And he's right. The boy wasn't wrong in what he said. He said, that's what they need. He said, the young men, you need the spirit of a servant. They need to serve. They need to learn how to serve. He was right. I said, boy, that was so true. So true. Because as I was sitting there, there was a scripture that I was reading concerning that very same thing. You see, the young lad has that kind of a spirit of a servant. And that's what you need to learn too, you adults. You serve your own flesh and your own will. You've done that a lot. You serve yourself quite well. And tell me what has produced nothing. Hardship, brokenness in your spirit, and has produced any kind of life. You serve yourself and your will well. I have meats that ye know not of. And that meat is to do the will of my Father. And to finish the works that He has put in my heart. And I'm going to finish it. Whether she's here or you, I will finish it. I'd rather die without Sister Roberts than to die with her and compromise Yahweh's truth. I'd rather die without you than to compromise Yahweh's truth. Sure, I will. And that is the route I'm going. And that's the way I'm going to die. I'm going to die in Him and waiting on Him. That's what I'm going to do. And he said, that's why they went out, because they were not of this truth. They didn't like it. So they went their own ways and tried to discover their own ways. And what they found was death and destruction and hell in the way. That's all they found. He said, but I want to tell you, saints, you have an unction from the Holy One, from Yahweh, as we were talking about. He said, and ye know all things. I have written unto you, that's why you know them, because I've even told you things. I've written unto you because ye know. He said, I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth. He said, my writing unto you is not because you know not the truth. He said, I didn't write because you had no understanding of the truth, who Messiah is, who Yahweh is. He says, but because ye know it, and there is no lie of the truth. There's no lie in Yahweh's truth. What He has said, you can't find a lie. Let Yahweh be true and every man a liar. He said, who is a liar? I want to show you a liar. I want to show you a vile liar here. Who is a liar but he that denieth Yahshua is the Messiah? He said, those that deny that, they are liars. He said, he is anti-Messiah. He is against Yahweh. That denieth the Father and the Son. Now that's what Scripture says. He said, that's a liar, the anti. When a man denies the Father and the Son, he is anti. And when a man has the Son, he cannot deny the Father. And the Father has a name like the Son. Then what? Stop calling Yahshua, 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 Yahshua. Just call Him Son. That's what you do. You don't call Him any of those. You call God, God, call the Son, Son. That's how you do it. And this hypocrisy of this generation. It's hypocrisy. We think we know, we don't know. He said, any man, I'll read that again. Now, I want to show you what this, the reason I laid this from it, I want to show you what this anti-Messiah spirit has done and what it's going to do to you. Who is a liar? But he that denieth Yahshua is Messiah. See, there were those in the Judaizing. And the different sects, the essence. See, you must understand there were certain Pharisaic groups that denied resurrection. There were those that denied angels. There were those that said that there's no Messiah coming. And there were those that said the Messiah will come. And so Paul, this letter by John was written probably 25 years. The very first letter that was written on record that they know was the letter of Philippians. That is the very first one. And that was written 20 years after Messiah had died, resurrected, and gone back to glory. 20 years. 20 years it was written. And then these other letters, they came later. Before these apostles got killed. He said, who is a liar but he that denieth that Yahshua is Messiah? What is that? That he has come from the Father. That Yahweh has sent him to deliver them. You can search scripture and they search scripture. Every time Israel was in a predicament, the Father delivered them. He would send the prophets to them. Even that woman at the well said that thou art truly a prophet. He didn't say, no, I'm not a prophet. He because he was a prophet. She said, thou art a prophet. Because ain't nobody man know these things unless he be a prophet. So how many husbands do you have? He said, even the one you have now, that is not your husband. She said, I have no husband. He said, you're right. The one you have now is not even your husband. He told her things about herself that no one, only one of Yahweh could know. And she's looking at this flesh man like, how in the world can he know that? Because the Father knows all things. Yeah, Father knows all things. Who is a liar but he that denied Yahshua is the Messiah? He is anti-Messiah. That's a comma there. He is anti, he is against the Father, he is against his works. And many of our traditions teach us to be against the works of the Father. Our doctrines. The apostles' doctrine never denied the Father nor the Son. You read it throughout the letters of Paul, and you will see in every account throughout the letters, he acknowledged the Father, Yahweh, and the Son. He always did that. He said, he that denieth the Father and the Son. Isn't that something? Because the apostolics would tell you, Father's not a name. Son is not a name. And we come under the apostolic teachings. And they would tell you, no, that's not a name. They will say that. And then when it comes to Yahweh's name, they will say, well, what about this? This is his name. That is his name. Yeah, he has a name. And all those names that he has in Scripture, they are the culmination of his beauty and his glory and the magnificent power of his glorious being. But he has a name. His name is Yahweh. I have a name too, David, but I'm a preacher, I'm a pastor, I'm a man. He said, those that deny the Father and Son is Antichrist. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. So there's no way you can acknowledge the Son and have not the Father. You're going to acknowledge the Father. Yeah, if you deny the Son, you say that there is no Son, then you have not the Father. So if you acknowledge the Son, you must acknowledge the Father too. You can look at it any way you want to. It's simple. He made this simple. You don't say there are things that... See, well, you spend most of your time in frivolity and folly. But I'm not made. I spend my time searching the Scripture. I do. There are things that I can show you all from the Scripture that will probably discourage your heart, but I won't do it because you're not ready for it. It will almost look like contradictory. It will. Because of the words and phraseology of man, what they've done. And it truly is, if you look at it. It truly is. If the numbers are the same in the Old Testament, the same in the New Testament. He doesn't change anything. He's the same. And so you're not even ready for those kinds of things. You're not ready for them. Will I sit down with you? No, I wouldn't do that. I want us to walk in the faith. I want us to know who Messiah is. If you deny the Son, you deny the Father. If you say it's only the Son, then you don't even have the Father. Glory. And that's the truth. But he said, but he that acknowledged the Son have the Father also. So what about acknowledge them? Will you acknowledge them? If someone says to you, this is your command, you must do this and that. You acknowledge that you understand that command. Understand, sir. Thank you. Yes, ma'am, I do. It's given a response that you understand the responsibility and the call or what purpose that they have set forth for you to do. That's what about acknowledge something. It is the truth, Father. It is the truth. I want to read this last verse in chapter 3. Saint John. First John. He said, behold, that's to look. We're looking at everything but the Father. He said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Now, he said the Father did that. See, the Son will not take glory away from the Father. You're foolish if you think he does. He came to glorify the Father's name and to restore it to his ambience of power and glory. That's what he did. Sure he did. He said, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons. I know what it says there, that we should be called the sons of Yahweh. See, they say they're the sons of Bala. Allah Akbar. They say they're the sons of Allah. We say we're the sons of Yahweh. He said, behold, what beautiful thing that the Father has done there. He has bestowed this love upon us, that we can be called the sons of Yahweh. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. See, the world doesn't know Yahweh today. They know God. You say what you want to, the definition of God. Look it up in your intellectual books, and it will tell you what it means. It is not just a specific supreme being. You say, well, that's for me. That's what I understand. No, but what about the Buddhists? What about those in pagan? Because they believe their gods are supreme too. As the scripture says, God still said, ye are Elohim, or you little gods too. Yeah. He's Yahweh, and he has a name. He wants his name to be, he wants it to resonate in the heavens. The angels call him that, I believe that. And every language he spoke to them in, he spoke to them in Hebrew. I don't care what the Greeks wrote. I don't care what they say. I don't care what men say. I know the spirit of Yahweh's truth. And if all men, I'm as foolish as any of you all in here. Saved 20 plus years, preaching 20 plus years, so I'm the bigger fool. I don't mind being a fool for his sake. I don't mind understanding my foolish ways that he bring me into the light of the truth. I have no problem with that. I'm grateful for that. And I've been saved as long as any of you all, so I've been a fool all these years. So what? Hey, bless the Father. I have no compunction with that. And then he says in verse 2, beloved, now are we the sons of Yahweh. You can say we're the sons of Yahshua. He said we're the sons of Yahweh. We're the sons of Yahweh. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We're going to be just like him in the body. No, I don't believe we're going to be. We see Yahshua coming. We saw Yahweh. He came in the body of the flesh of Yahshua for one purpose. And that is to reconcile all men back unto him. He came in that body. And I don't believe that Yahshua is going to have a body of this nature or this state that is conducive to this natural environment. It's going to be one that is much more superior. And we see him, we're going to be just like him, because he's going to be in the fashion of the Father. And Yahshua said, we're going to subdue all this. We're going to tear all this hell down. We're going to destroy everything. And then you're going to say to the Father, I've done it all. Everything is complete, because they are the finished works of that. Then even himself, he's going to say, now I submit unto you. And all things Yahweh shall rule. The glory of the expanse of creation. And everything shall know that he is the mighty one. Sure it is. Oh, it makes my soul leap for joy. What about you? Come on. Sure it does. I want to lay that, because the spirit of this age is anti-Messiah. We think we know Yahweh, but we really don't know him. The scripture says in 2 Peter. I want to read this. 2 Peter chapter 2. You know, there was something else I wanted to deal with this morning. And as I began, I had scriptures printed out from, because I can see them much better than the text of this book. And as I sat there this morning, about an hour before service, he directed my heart to hear. As I began to read, I blessed him for that. He directed my heart to these scriptures I'm reading now. I had something totally different on my heart set to preach. But I have an unction from him. And so because the unction is from him, that I speak what he says. You speaking to condemn us? No, my friend, let me tell you. Yahshua did not come into the world to condemn the world. But he came into this world to save it. And the reason he did not have to condemn it, because the world was already condemned on its way to hell. These words that I speak will not condemn you. You're already condemned. If you are condemned, if your heart is condemned you, Yahweh is greater than your heart. And if your heart is condemning you, then you ought to know you are lost. And that's the truth. That's why he gives us a heart, take out the stony heart. And he gives us a heart of flesh. That he can actually touch that and speak to it. A stony heart, he couldn't speak to that. So he gives us a heart of flesh, he can speak to our hearts and show us. So we can understand the infirmities that Yahshua he bared in that body. He became sin. But the scripture says, although he knew no sin. Explain that one to me. Don't try it, all right? I understand what it says to some degree, but explain that. We always think we have the ability to explain all things. No, I don't. Yeah, you explain that. He became sin. That's what the scripture says. Yet he knew no sin. But he became sin. Oh, I know what we would say. Well, it is blood, it was this, and all of that, this and that. I know how we would explain that. We need Yahweh's mind, what we need. And that mind of Yahweh was in that flesh of Yahshua. That's why he said, I will pray to my Father.